What up? What's up? If you don't know, now you know, homie. It's another Stacked Energy Day, and we finna make it a blast, yo. For those of you that don't know, I am the Black Clip Nemesis, Hideous Junior, straight out of H-Town. We out here for those who face the struggle and let their hustle go forth, Mr., Mrs. You know what it is. You already know. Today, we all about creative collaboration. Now it's in your brain and keep it there. And as usual, the most exclusive gems come straight from us, and you know we bring it to you because you already know what's known, and we're trying to bring you what's not known. It's the known unknowns of the unknown knowns in this show. You know what it is. Yeah. And we want to be bringing you another fire freestyle, as promised on every episode. We're bringing you fire, food for thought. You know what it is. Today we got 015 Nick on the drop of the house. We got PMB in the house. We got music from Abstract. Yo, today is a whole little vibe. It's a whole little session. You know, since it's a whole long weekend, we're making you feel like, you know, you gotta chill, gotta have, you know, the vibe. You know, I'm trying to bring you what's not brought to you by anyone else. We're bringing you the newest things in the, hey. Homie, we got a homie from PMB, Peter Maurice Bay. You know, we're doing things that make things do things to make things happen. You know what's up? The homie goes by the name Labry. He's a musician from PMB, born in 98. Been an artist since, he's been active since 2015. Shared stages with a couple of known artists like, okay, Malum Cool Cat, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but there's Shane Eagle. He collaborated with artists from PTA, JHB, just to name a few. He took third place in the Durban Bet Center. And yeah, man, he'll be doing the rest of the talking to y'all. You know what's up, how we've been doing this. We keep on doing it the same. We ain't changing nothing yet. We ain't changing much yet. We ain't tripping like that, but we straight like that. You know what I mean? Anyway, I'm gonna get straight to it because I'm not trying to waste any time and not trying to have you listen to me because you know I talk a lot. And hey, soon I'll be called homie talk a lot. Anyway, yeah, so what is creative collaboration? Well, let's define collaboration first. It's the act of working with someone to produce something basic, simple. That's what it is. Now that we know what collaboration is, we're trying to figure out what creative collaboration is. Well, for me personally, since I know what collaboration is and I know what creativity is or what the word creative means, I'm going to take it creative collaboration, or I'll just give it to you straight as it is. It's obviously the act of two or more creatives working together to produce something or work jointly on an activity or project. That's what it is. That's the basic of what it is. But you're probably thinking, it's homie. He been talking about it and showing it all to us like, hey, man, this is something big or something. Nah, bruh. It's English. Big words don't really mean big things. You know what I mean? They're just trying to be smart with the big words. But I'm going to be straight with you. It is what it is and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But you're probably also saying, what the F, bro? I already knew what collaboration meant and I already knew what this is. What you on about? But my question to you, since you got so many questions too, is do you know the power or the importance or the values of collabs? Do you know what that is? Do you know what it could do for you? Do you know how much it could boost whatever you, not just boost, but like how much it could take you to the next level, more than just baby steps, because we're doing things and we're trying to go beyond taking just steps because we're premeditating what we're doing. You know, that's what collaboration is. You got to premeditate, think of it before you just go and try execute. You know what I mean? But then I'll get at it straight and I'll try to get you to understand what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Well, if you got too many questions too, well, just sit back, relax, and I'll fill you in real quick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And if you're a reader as well, you can just go through, if you're a reader, you probably know O'Reilly. So you can check out his book. He's got a book on creative collaboration. So you can just quickly skim through and check that out and then get yourself on the right path. You know what I mean? So yeah, you can check him out as well and enhance your skills, enhance your learning, you know, enhance your mental. That's what really matters. Read, bros, read, shorties, read, mother, read, father, read. Everybody should start reading because that's how we unlock our brain and we get ourselves to a next level, you know what I mean? But then let me get straight at it. So why is collaborating important, or why are collabs important? Well, it's important because it improves the way you work and results in more innovation, efficient processes, and increased successes and improved communication. It prevents you from facing a problem or being stuck and not knowing who to call or where to go and stuff like that. A team that knows the process and methods at hand is better equipped to streamline remedies. So that just basically means you are able to, it kind of helps you acquire problem-solving skills and also let you acquire skills like adaptability, because sometimes you'll have to change at a pretty rapid pace, and if you or your team isn't aligned, it'll be easy for change to lead you to disaster. Because then if you guys can't adapt to whatever change comes as a collab, it easily messes up everything. But if you're collaborating and you can adapt to change and make sure that you look at what's coming up next, you can easily maneuver and go forward, you know. And also collaboration opens communication and participation. Your participation and communication skills are opened up, and if a team knows how to share and work ideas or adding ideas or bringing the new processes or tools to the table, this brings forth new innovation and ways to move forward as a team. You can improve your skills and all that through communication and participation. I mean, if I know what I can do and I'm open about it, and the next person, I figure out their weaknesses or their strength, that means with the communication, we can easily participate to work together. I can pull up my strength to add on to his weaknesses, and he can pull out his strengths to add on to my weaknesses. It's that simple, you know what I mean? And also, it brings about skill sharing, you know. Before the process ends, or the project or the activity that you're collaborating in, before it ends, the team that you are collaborating with, or each one of you individually, would have gained some skill, knowledge from the next person or whoever from each other. That will advance your ways and how you think and how you maneuver on your hustle, you know. Besides just knowing something, you'll learn something that, hey, in the next time when I face something like this, I know how to go about, and it's easier for me to go about certain things, you know, because I just learned something from the next person. And it also makes you be goal. It also gives goal alignment, you know, in the whole team. It gives you goal alignment. So you all reach a common goal through a combination of individual and team-driven efforts, you know. With a clear goal and in mind, your role and the purpose of your work is easily put out and is easily made. This means you can combine your abilities and knowledge to improve your workflow. That means then the process of working will be easy, and it won't be as hard as it feels or as it seems to be when you're doing things on your own. Because then you got a goal in your mind, and the next person has a goal in their mind, and that goal is obviously orientated to the same end. So if both of you can put out what you're trying to put out together, that means there's going to be a blast of energy within that whole circle that you're trying to work on. And that energy manifested, you know what it is? Mother Nature does the most, you know. The universe does the most. Once this energy invested, it can never be replaced, you know. And it can never be taken back, and it can never be broken down, you know what I mean? Energy made can never be broken. So that means all your goals and all that you're putting in your mind will easily be exactly what I'm saying, you know what I mean? This also puts engagement, you know. As one person, you could probably be engaged in a certain thing, and you are good at that so much, but you cannot engage yourself in other things because you don't have the ability or the chance to do that. But once you start collaborating with other people, you get to engage yourself in different activities that builds you, and it benefits productivity, profitability, retention, happiness, and an amazing environment, or a great learning curve or learning space, so that and so much, so that each and every one of you guys can grow individually and you improve yourself mentally, physically, spiritually. You gain so much from people, and the little conversation you'll be having while working together give you so much, you know. And that's a little that I can say about creative collaboration. But if you try to know more, or if you're interested in learning more about creative collaboration, you can quickly hit us up on our DMs, and then we can talk about it, give you more info, give you sites you can check out that give out messages or what can I say, lessons on collaboration or the power to collaborate, to become greater through collaboration and more things like that. But now I don't want to dwell in that too much, because then you can just slide on our DMs and on our socials or anyhow, then we can talk more on that. I was just giving you a brief, so we're on the same line and we kind of getting little bit by bit info, because on the last episode I gave you a couple of tips on how to advance your hustle. This is now once you advancing your hustle, you're collaborating with people, because on the last episode I also spoke about collabs, but then that's that, and this is this, you know what I mean? Yay! Yeah. So right now I'm about to get to what's popping. I'm gonna get to what's popping real quick, and we're gonna do the real things, because I'm pretty sure that besides the fact that creative collaboration is the main thing of today, the other main thing is Mr. Lebre from PMB in the house. You know what I'm saying? I'll be getting on a call real quick with Lebre, and he'll be talking to us also about creative collaboration, his thoughts on creative collaboration, and also he'll be giving us a brief of who he is, what he's done, and how he's looking forward to advancing his hustle, working with other people, blah blah blah, so sa sa sa, si, you know what it is. So yeah, I'm just gonna get straight to it, and yeah, let's get on the call with the homie, you know what I mean? Right about now, without any further ado, I'ma do the things that make things happen. We're gonna be jamming to the homeboy and we'll listen to what he's on about, because I'm out here hyped up. Yo, this homie nice, it's nice on the mic, you know what I mean? I'ma play you the jam and we're gonna feel on the same level. Y'all gonna feel what I'm feeling, because I'm feeling it, you know what I mean? Trust me, hey, trust me, the boy Leedy, yo, the boy Leedy. Let me get straight at it without wasting any time, you know what I mean? Yes, sir. Jam time!
He must check his days, a lot of hate. I'm like a bullet in a rifle. I'ma hatch you, babe. Come again, come again. No cap, no cap. I'm on the lean. Cold cash. Kings, robber shop. Kings, robber shop. Kings, nice trim. Robber shop. Kings. Nice train, money, barbershop, shit. Yeah, barbershop. Kiss me at the barbershop.
Kiss me on the barbershop.
Barbershop. Kiss me at the barbershop. I look killing me, why ain't I take a pill? I cannot believe the how you make me live. Any rapper in this, can I go to the rest? Now I'm paid in 40 just to give me a cut. Looking like a foe when I just did me a trim. Shout out to the realest, you should visit my butt. Issue section, I can't get you this number. From 0 to 0, that's how it started. Came here to set it straight. In my second day, he's a lot of hate. I'm like a bullet in a rifle. I'ma hatch you, baby. Pull up with the chick like the halo. Every 2 weeks I get my head down, cause I'm making headlines. Come again. No cap. I'm on the lean. Cold cash. Barbershop. Catch me at the barbershop. Catch me on the barbershop. 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 Catch me at the.
Catch me at the barbershop. Go King, I'm a barbershop. Come and King, get me at the barbershop. Nice dream. Hey, barbershop. That's Larry right there. That's barbershop fighter homie of the day. I'm talking about Larry, yo. I'm talking about Larry, my nigga. Larry. Doing the barbershop, man. Catch me at the barbershop. Nice dream. Whoa. Barbershop, yeah, that's what we are getting, a nice stream with the barbershop. Matter of fact, let me get the homeboy on the line, you know what I mean? Yeah, let me get the homeboy on the line real quick and we get the things to happening, you know what I mean? Yo, what do you do?
Look,
man, you're a little low, bro. Can you get a bit louder?
I can't settle for no minimum wage. Can't go for nobody less than
Let's do that, man. Talk to us. Who's Larry, man? Give us a name for who you are. Let the people know who Larry's about. What's Larry all about? What do you do, man?
Alright, Larry is a hip hop artist from KBDN. Yeah, he's a rapper since 2012. He's been pushing. Now he's signed Under the Jungles. It's a good journey for him.
Yeah, that's G, man. So tell me, like, we were talking about collaboration and the power of collaboration, how collaborations make things easier and things like that. Do you have any insight or something you can share with us on collaboration that you know?
Yeah. Collaborations are actually a very powerful tool. I believe in collaboration because it helps you to actually get more fan base and get a chance to work with different artists on the same song. So we actually come in with different ideas, actually putting together some creativity from different perspective or artists.
So what do you think is the best way to go about, like, when collaborating and stuff like that?
What do you mean, like?
I mean, like, what do you think is the best way? As in, if you were to collaborate with someone, some people, like, you're a musician, right?
Yeah.
So some people think in terms of collaborating, as in a feature, you actually need to pay them the same way big artists go about. Do you believe in that, or there is a different way that you think of when it comes to collaborating with an artist?
There are different ways to collaborate with artists. The artist can, like, since I'm a musician, he can actually help each other, like, come up with the same content, help each other to build content and record. And I think, like, how I make collaborations possible, because I work with artists from Joburg and different provinces, we actually send each other some projects to actually understand each other's styles and genres.
So, like, okay, cool. We'll get to that. Because I read that on your bio that you did a whole lot. You did some collaboration with some homies in PTA, some in Joburg and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So let's get at it. So I see your view on the collaborating part. I see that you really informed on collaborating and you're willing to go the extra mile to collaborate and get your work out there. But now, let's get to the thing that you are here for, you know what I mean? Let's get to talk about you, you know, and see your ways and see your views, give insights on people on who's Larry and what's Larry about, you know what I mean? I hear you're like a big thing in PMB and shit like that, you know. So let's get to that and let's know what's this that they telling me about, and I'm like, hey, let me hear the homie, you know what I mean? So, like, people regard you as a creative, right?
Yeah.
Or musician. Do you agree with that? And can you explain how you agree and why?
I agree with that also because I actually use art as the way I portray my music to people. I share a message while I'm actually singing or rapping on an instrumental. as long as it's got hip hop elements. So this is how Labrie actually works. Like, he can make a song from anything, like from his background, from the experiences. Yeah.
All right, cool. That's G. So how would you define creativity?
Creativity to me is just simple. It's just simple imagination, or like, it cannot be simple, but since like now, like at the present moment, we're still hustling. So I define creativity as imagination on where I want to be, and maybe in the next 5 years or in the next 2 years, like a goal. Yeah. It's imagination, actually.
So for you, creativity is like living up to your imagination type of vibe.
Yeah.
Do you need anything to get your creative juices flowing? Since it's like an imagination, do you think you need something, or do you need anything? Do you do anything, a ritual, or take something, or things like that, to get your creative juices flowing?
No, not actually, because like at first you have to be talented. You don't just wake up as a creative. It's practice. It only takes practice to be a good creative and come up with great rhymes and great instruments or great music.
So in basic term, since you said creativity is like living up to your imagination, so now you're saying that like you need to practice that skill, that you need to practice how to portray what's in your imagination.
Yeah, you need to practice, because even when you write a song, you have that inner voice which tells you what to say. So like all those things you say, you actually protect on the mic, actually things you wish, or a message you're trying to. So I don't think like you have to practice so you can get the right, you know, the right flows, or your,
so you can get the right message style out there. Yeah. Right. So like you said, like your music is based on it, you give a message through your music. What message does your music convey, or what emotion does it specifically touch on or convey?
My music actually have like five emotions, like different emotions due to the situations I actually face on daily basis. Like, since my name is Labrie, each letter represents emotion or feeling, like love, ambition, bravery, like ready and young. So that's how, like, the especially where I'm trying to show people, if you love something, you can actually stick to it, and it's easy, and it will actually work out if it's your destiny or your dream.
Hey, that's some deep stuff, man. That's G, bro. I didn't think your name came about like that, you know. I didn't think it came up. How do you even come up with it like that?
Like, I was really young at that time when I actually came with the name. I didn't know what to call me, but I had an idea. I loved the L-A, the lab word. So I was like, I liked science a lot, so I was like, I should name myself Lab. So in time, I actually came with the R-Y. It was Labrie. So everyone used to call me like lab, laboratory or something, you know, alchemy.
Hey, I see.
Library, you know, so, like, with myself, I actually came with the meaning of each word. So, like,
Hey, that's dope, man. Bro. That's really cool. Like, I can see now that your creativity is really worth something, you know. Like, you were saying that you had to put out your creativity from imagination. And I see from what you just put out your name, bro. That's so creative, man. So, like, do you believe that it is important to be accepted by others as being creative, or is just doing your work enough to justify your work?
Yeah, man, I think it's just doing enough work so people can actually support you and believe in what you do, because you can't just wake up and just tell people that I'm the best in rapping. They won't believe you. They need to see the skill. Maybe you can just drop them a 16 before you even brag about it. So, you have to do enough work to actually get the respect and creativity.
True. So people need to have something for people to see what you mean by what you're doing.
Yeah.
You need to have something they can reflect on that will justify that, hey, this guy, sure. you don't need, like, how can I put you? You're saying that you don't need people to actually accept what you do, but they need to see
yeah.
what you do in order to accept what you do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's G, bro. That's dope, yeah, man. So if you had that's really dope. If you had 24 hours, yeah. If you had 24 hours to live, how would you spend the day?
Pardon?
If you had 24 hours to live, how would you spend the day?
To what?
To live, L-I-V-E, to be alive. If you had 24 hours, if you had a life, if this was your last day to live, how would you spend your day?
At the studio.
Hey. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I just be at the studio, do more music.
Doing your thing, coaching. Be at the lab.
Yeah,
cooking up more fire, man.
Yeah.
Talking about fire, man. Talking about cooking up that thing. Talking about being at the lab. What is the title of your favorite work?
Pardon?
The title of your favorite work.
My favorite work. Okay, it's like, now at the moment, it's Barbershop, the latest song I dropped on YouTube and iTunes and Spotify.
Yeah, I jammed the track. I just played the track, man. That track fire, bro. That track fire, man. Fire, bro. Hey. So what inspired that track, man? And why is this your favorite project, man?
Seasons is my favorite project. So I worked on the project for like almost a year.
What?
Since last year. And I dropped it this year.
What?
Yeah, COVID-19.
Man, what? A whole year working on the project.
A whole year.
Shucks, man. Damn, bro. Oh, that's some true dedication right there, bro. Shout out, man. That's some true dedication right there, bro.
Yeah, man.
I never seen nobody who'd stay on the track for like a whole year. Like, yo, I'm trying to understand. Like, yo, man. No wonder this track is so dope, bro.
Thanks, man.
Hey, shout out. So, like, since you've been working on it for a year, how did you know that this is now a finished project and it doesn't need no additional work on it and stuff like that? How would you know that, this is it?
Yeah, I mean, the editing project, I produced it myself and ordered a few pieces from my friends around here in the city. So I took my time on each song, like, I make sure I mix the vocals properly and actually try to get better, different sounds so I can actually listen to the quality of the songs. I think it's actually the quality
that matters the most for you.
Yeah, it determines if the project is done, because you might lace everything or the verses, record, but if you didn't actually mix it well, it won't sound like you actually want it to be.
Hey man, sorry to cut that part out, but like, I heard you say that you work on your own project, like you produced it and stuff like that. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said that. Yeah, I produced it.
Oh, me, what? Man.
Yeah, so, I know. Shucks, man.
Hey, man, you produced your own work. You wrote your own work. You jumped on it yourself. Yeah. You mixed that. Hey. So you're not just an artist. You're also like a producer type of vibe.
Yeah, I'm a producer.
Also, you a rapper and a producer.
Yeah, I'm a rapper and a producer.
Man, that wasn't mentioned in your bio, though. Why is that so? Huh?
Yeah, I had to actually practice my production and how to master my vocals and my friends, so you actually be easier for people to listen to what you say and what you're trying to build them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I actually learned to.
So I'm getting it. So, like, for you personally, if you were to say this project is fully done and everything and all that and all that, you don't like, do you look at things like ad libs, background vocals, skits, and things like that? Do you consider those type of things? Do you have any project where you have those type of things infused?
Yeah, I consider them, because like each song needs to have its different style. So I actually make sure maybe other songs I don't back, other songs I lose, other songs I add more effect, and other songs I'm using less effect or less, like, you know, like the engineering, because people like this, like, I need to stay relevant or to switch on people to actually hear what I'm actually trying to say, because we rap in different languages, I rap in different languages now, so.
Right. So what is your ultimate, what is your ultimate inspiration?
Can you put it like in simple terms?
So like you're saying you rap in different languages and you give different messages according to how you feel and all that. What inspires you the most? What gives you that goal to say, you know what, I feel like right now I need to write a track and I'm at the right space to write this track and things like that?
Currently, I'm sitting on 2,000 plus followers on different different social platforms like Facebook at 2,000 and Instagram at 2,000. So in total, I actually have 4,000 people who are actually streaming and listening to my music. So the streaming, the numbers actually make me motivate me more to actually drop more content for people who are actually not for only me for my own benefit, but for actually the crowd that's actually cheering for us to actually keep pushing,
Hey, shout out. So it's not just about you, it's about the people that you're doing this for.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about the people that you're doing this for, what would you say to the people, someone out there trying to hustle on their same grind that you're on and is finding it hard to start up and all that? What would you say to them?
I'd like to say to each person is actually working hard or have a dream out there, don't stop chasing your dream. It's only a matter of time. It will happen soon, sooner or later. You just gotta be patient, stay safe, and guide yourself, and pray so hard, because you know this world is cruel. You just gotta stay strong on the.
Yes, sir. It's not easy out here, man. It's not easy out here, bro. It's really hard, man. Hey, man. Shout out. So where do the people catch you and stuff like that, man?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, where do the people catch you? Your social links and stuff like that. Where do they get you? Where do they get your music? Where do they get to contact you? If someone's out there trying to collaborate with you, what do they get on about to get to you?
Actually, for tickets and bookings, you can actually go to my Facebook lab, Facebook handle at Labry_8King, and Instagram, it's Labry, Labry_8LABRY, and go to my Twitter, DM, send a DM, and actually page, the Jungles, and that's where you can actually from
here. Alright, shut up, man. That's what's up. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for the talk and thanks for your time, man. That's what's up, bro.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Bless.
Take care, man. Keep the hustle going and take care of yourself throughout this season, and let the people know when you're dropping new stuff, and let us know as well. Tag us, hashtag #HustleAndFlow. You know what it is, bro.
Yeah, Hustle and Flow. Shout out to the Hustle and Flow.
Shout out. Yes, sir. That was Labry right there. He was on the call with the homie Labry from PMB. You know what it is, KZN and stuff. He was born KZN. PMB out here. Shout out PMB. PMB in the house. Yeah. That's what's up. That's PMB in the house. And for now. Alright, that's that from Labry, and I hope you guys enjoyed the session we had with the homie, and I hope you guys been listening, got a couple of things from the homie, and you know what I mean. You guys can hit him up on his social. You can hit up the entertainment that he's on. It's called the Jungle Entertainment. Yeah, or you can just simply hit him up on his socials. You know what I mean. He said what he said, but you can catch him on our pages if you didn't hear what he said properly. That's at Labry, I think, on Facebook, 90King98, or Labry_98 on Facebook. On the gram, I think it's Labry King 98. But you heard what the homie said. He gave out his socials, and I hope you got that. And right now, I'm about to get you all with the hot one from another homie. I know. You know what it is. We're all about the good music, and good music is what we're all about. I'm giving you classic, and not just classics, but hey, exclusive classics. The reason I say exclusive classic, because by the time you guys will be hearing these jams, like when they all on commercialized and stuff like that, we'll be jamming them like, hey man, you remember that man? I know this jam. This is a classic. That's why I say classic, because we're giving you exclusive classic, yo. Classic, yo. Anyway, let me get to the gym for wasting any time, you know what I mean? Because I'm doing the real. Jam time!
Look, these are nights I pray for. Work day and night, I gotta say that I slay for it. Neck, feet, ankles all shackled and chained, so I can put Mom Dukes in a house that's paid for it. Came front, I came a long ass way. Took some L's, but shit, I had to learn by the day. The boy got dry, but he's stuck in his ways. Always finding where them niggas keeping knives on the waist. Mama told a nigga, son, don't let your talent go wasted. A bomb threat when I found his cadence. I'll cater for the ops at a measurable rate. I can't settle for no minimum wage. Can't go for nobody less, this price on the head. Took the risk as a loan shark deck collector. You small fry, this is Hannibal Lecter. Now that's mom good, then I'm comfy, ayy. Tryna make it out, so I must be paid. Can't settle for no monthly base. Tryna turn a piggy bank into a safe. But till then, nobody's safe.
That right there, that was Uptown Funk by the homie Abstract, A-B-S-T-R-A-K-T. You know what it is, because he abstract like that, you know what I mean? Yeah, telling you we got exclusive. Check it out, you know what I'm saying? I told you, check us out, jam on us. Hey, vibe with us, you know what I mean? Check his socials for more work of his, and you know what I mean, he's really dope. He does good music. I've been jamming a homie ever since, you know what I mean, and trust me, he never disappoints, yo. Never disappoints. You want storyline, he got that. You want buzz, he got that. You want the message, he got that. You want something for the soul, he got. You want food for thought, he got. Yo, that's what it is. Check him out, Abstract on all socials, and feed your soul, you feed your thought. Feed who you wanna be fed, and feed who you wanna feed, you know what I mean? This is what we at, and this is where we at. But right about now, I'm finna shut us down. I'm finna close this, cause I'm about to get out of here. And y'all have a safe long weekend, and have a nice weekend, you know what I mean? I hope you guys been safe though, ever since the weekend started, till it's gonna end tomorrow. But y'all gotta be safe till it, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, catch us on the socials, catch us everywhere, on IG, on the gram. Catch us at hustle_n_flow.0, hustleandflow.0. Catch us on Facebook at Hustle and Flow. Catch us on the Twitter. Catch us on the Twitter at Hustle Flow H-Town, one word. No underscore, no nothing. Hustle Flow, one word. Catch us on YT. You can check out those. If you didn't jam this, or you know someone that's trying to jam on an episode, they can catch it on YT as well. We're going to upload the audio file on YT. Catch us at our channel, Hustle and Flow JHB. Yes, sir. Before I get out, I'll drop you a freestyle. Anyway, I'm out, yo. I'm gonna leave you with the freestyle. 015 Nick in the house. Yes, sir. Make some noise. Give me a round of applause before you drop these bars. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. Yeah, now he's about to get on it. Yo, boy. Get on it. Check you out. I'm out. This Black Clip Nemesis. Hey, most of y'all making mistake when you're texting me and you like Black Clip with the BLAC. They don't see my name. It's BLAKKLIP_Nemesis. You know what it is? Yeah, but for reals, My name, they ain't got no C. It's double K. That's what it is. Don't make that mistake no more. Here's from 015 Nick. Yes, sir.
Hey, yo, there ain't nothing realer. There's empty ball center. Damage niggas on a daily basis. I'm a winner like a black lead bastard king. I'm a gorilla. Flow like stream water. Call me the Nile River. The king of the hip hop nation. I'm the pharaoh. Insane on the mic. Deranged flow. The psycho. My rhymes are elevated. The flow. Execution on the mic. Premeditated. Hands up.
What?
Shit. Let's come back to this. This is a statement to all your fake niggas, you injured. Me and hip hop were like a spouse arrangement. Can't be apart, we're like a marital engagement. For better or worse, I love it, of course. You see, I'm coming like a flood to y'all niggas, I'm a curse. I spit like a viper, the hip hop provider. Call me what you want, but still I'm a demolisher. I ain't got cash, but I got skill. I tarnish, I damage trash, I burn it fast, I promise. I walk through the valley of death with my chest out. Killing NPCs on the street, that's what I'm all about. Are we done?
Hey. Let's go! Let's get it.
So careful, the rhymes have style and grace. When I'm on stage, I move with a slow pace. Kid Nick the Punisher is out for the chase.
What?
So watch out for the crew for hate we embrace. We got sluts for snitches.
Oh.
Bitches pounding my head.
Get it.
My trigger finger itch.
Get it. Oh. Kill it, butt. Get it.
Kill it,
boy.